talk on business architecture and customer experience. I'm Wendy Keene, author of Straight Talk, and I'm joined today by our guest star, Mike Clark. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Wendy.
Mike helps organizations to solve complex problems, not constrained by any discipline, but with a clear focus on the human experiences that design and ultimately resolve these critical problems. Because of his broad talents, Mike is a top leader in customer experience, business architecture, and being able to bring those two things together. So, in the spirit of Straight Talk, we're going to keep this short. In just 5 minutes, Mike Clark is going to break down how business architecture and customer experience fit together, starting now. So, Mike, start by telling us about customer experience.
Okay, so I get the easy stuff first then. Okay, so I think before delving in, I think it's important to note that there's a bit of a danger that we forget that customers are actually human beings. So I think if you take that view, I think from my perspective, a service that does what customers expect is usually perceived as a quality experience. So I think to make a great experience, you've literally got to set the right expectations and meet them whenever and wherever you engage your customers. I think for me, this is what is an experience. And I think once you've delivered the basics, which people expect, then you can bring the unexpected moments of wow to life, which tend to keep people coming back. And I think, sadly, too many organizations forget the basics, and they're almost seduced by the wows that the great technology companies can bring to consumers. What they seem to forget is those companies also get the basics absolutely spot on.
So the concept of customer experience or customer experience design is so top of mind for people today. Why should we care?
It's become more front of mind because our engagement with technology and services has given us more choice. And I think a great experience, and particularly one that brings people back to your organization, either be it for a product you provide or a service that you offer, is going to be absolutely crucial, particularly if you think that consumers now have ecosystems that they play in and almost allow organizations to be part of their own world in terms of what customers use every day. And with so much choice, I think if you get that experience wrong, you can quickly become forgotten in that customer world, and they will choose the competitor that meets their need and helps them achieve their outcome. And I think for that very reason, experience has become not just a hot topic anymore, it's become almost a hygiene and a necessity factor.
Very true. So since this is business architecture Straight Talk, can you tell us how do customer experience and business architecture relate to each other?
I think in business architecture, historically, the focus has been on the business capabilities, and that's kind of where our focus ended and started. But I think when we start thinking about consumers and customers, starting position is the experience and the need that they're trying to fulfill. And experience has always played a fantastic role in that space. But I've always left wondering, well, how do you deliver that experience? How do you understand the impact of that experience in your organization? What capabilities would be affected? And how would you organize the business to deliver that experience? And I think that's where the alignment comes in. It's having the ability to not only design that experience from the outside, but then take that knowledge and then implement it and align it to the business strategy and the things that need to be done. So then you almost start designing from the outside. And I think the alignment is a perfect match when you start looking at the world and both parties looking at the world through the customer's eyes and then being able to deliver it. So I'm truly passionate about the fact that there is a natural alignment, and done correctly, we have an ability to deliver really great services to our customers.
Okay, we're going to do a lightning round here. 5 questions, 1 answer each. Here we go. So starting with, what's your favorite book on customer experience?
You see, you give me 1 answer, so I'm going to cheat and give you 2 for this one. So I'm going to go back to where I started. So there were 2 books that I read which drew me to the alignment between the two. The first is a book called Change by Design, which is written by Tim Brown of IDEO, which was probably the first book on design thinking that was ever released. It was not necessarily experience, but it starts to talk about how design starts to play a role in designing business. And my second favorite is The Opposable Mind by Roger Martin, who also wrote The Design of Business. So again, that right and left brain thinking around experience and business design for me were two of the most important books that I read and sort of gave me that alignment story.
Brilliant. Your favorite technique?
I would say customer life cycles, which sits higher than a journey, because it starts to allow you to align all the capabilities to the movement of the consumer through all the phases from aware of your product all the way through to leaving, almost a precursor before you start getting into journeys.
Your favorite customer experience guru, like other than you, who should we all follow?
So I'm a massive fan of Tom Hume. So Tom Hume is previously the creative director of IDEO and a board director of OpenIDEO. He tends to look very much at the broader design perspective, so a clear focus on human-centric design. And I think he's a great person to look at to understand the impact of what design can make. I think there's obviously other people you can look to, like service design agencies such as LibWork or IDEO, who really are sort of leading the way in terms of combining business and design.
Great recommendations. Thank you. What's your favorite car?
I blame my father for all of my car choices because he was an engineer. So my favorite car is the Porsche 918. A bit like business architecture and customer experience, it's a hybrid between electric and combustion. So there's a story there.
I love it. It was off topic, but I wanted to know. And one last question, Mike. If customer experience in business architecture were to have a 6-word memoir, what would it be?
So I wrote a blog post when I first started looking at this, and it became the most popular. And I think the title of that is quite apt for both, which is Design the Experience Around the Business.
Stunning. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. It was an absolute pleasure to talk with you and learn from all of your experience and perspective. And thank you all for joining us on Straight Talk. We will talk again soon.